from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
For those in recovery, support from friends and family often leads to better outcomes. Here's to those who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. Visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose for information about treatment options and how to support those experiencing addiction.
You are listening to the After Hours Podcast.
Dead center of the work week. That's where we are. It's After Hours with Amy Lawrence. And I want to be so honest with you. Maybe you could hear it, maybe you couldn't. The start of the show, I was a little flustered. There's some technical difficulties and a laptop disappearing and being frustrated with the inability to do anything about it because there's no one here to help and no one who has any answers is in the building at this time. And just a lot of what's happened over the last 6 weeks has been frustrating and so much of it out of my control that this was kind of the tipping point for me. And so, yeah, I was pretty emotional when the show started and feeling kind of crappy about just work in general. And hearing from so many of you about why you love radio and the companion that radio is for you, and also what our show does for you or what role it plays in your daily life, your companion that it is for you, that means so much to me. You do not have to compliment me. I'm going to do the show and the job regardless and pull myself out of the funk that I was in. But it does really matter to me that you all are so supportive and that you offer encouragement. And I just want you to know how much I needed it to start the show. So thank you. Thank you for your kindness and thank you for reaching out. At A-Law Radio, our Facebook page as well, After Hours with Amy Lawrence, a couple of different posts that you can respond to on either of our sites. We're asking you, in honor of National Radio Day, why do you love radio and who do you listen to? Maybe what's a network or local station that you really enjoy? So that's National Radio Day on Tuesday. I didn't even know. I planned to put up a video and just life happened. Whatever. We all know what happens when you have a to-do list and you just don't quite get to the bottom of it. So I was planning on doing it when I got here in studio and then all hell to the gnaw broke loose. And so it was kind of a pain in the rear. Hell to the gnaw. Thank you. Yes, Amy. And so I just didn't get to it, but I am hoping to potentially on Wednesday. In lieu of that, though, it's great to hear from you about why you love radio. We're also asking for your questions for Ask Amy Anything, which is now just 30 minutes away with Manny, who's on the other side of the double pane glass, even as he holds up his loose leaf sheet of paper and it's completely covered with your names and your questions. He writes them out by hand, which is awesome. So 855-212-4227. That's 855-212-4227. At A-Law Radio, and again, on our Facebook page, too, kind of going back and forth between Marco's computer. I kicked him off the only desktop that still works here in the studio, and I just saw him walk by. So he's also doing updates on our local New York affiliate, which is next door, but he was kind enough to let me use this desktop, and he's working from a different place. And then Manny is texting me the names up so I can see him. We have hand signals, right? He's flashing the peace sign, double peace, baby.
With the duck lips.
We can see each other. We can talk to each other on air, but I can't see the other computer where generally I get the list of your calls. So those are on my phone. I have this super old phone now. It was actually refurbished when I got it 2 years ago. And so it's quickly losing its juice, but it doesn't matter. It'll hold on until I get to your calls. So glad to connect with you. And again, thank you from the bottom of my heart. On Twix, Donna replies, I've been listening to radio forever as there were no TVs in every home when I was little. I love listening to the 15-minute episodes of Roy Rogers and Gildersleeve. I'm sorry, I've actually not heard of Gildersleeve radio, but that's cool. It's always been a part of my life. Today, I usually listen on my phone as it syncs, right? The beauty of technology. As much as radio is a dinosaur that refuses to die, its demise has been predicted for decades. I'm not kidding. For decades, since before I got into the business, people were talking about how radio was nearing its end and would eventually be, and not even like eventually off in the distant future, but that it would eventually become archaic and outdated, like most technology does. And yet we're still here. And that's because of the personal connection, the personal nature, and also the immediacy of radio. So why do you love it? I even teach it now. That's how much I'm a radio junkie. Let's talk to Emily, who's in San Diego. Emily, welcome to After Hours with Amy Lawrence.
Oh, well, dude. Oh, well, I should say good morning.
Is it your morning? I guess it is now. 105 in San Diego.
Yeah, 105. It's good morning, but it's really good morning for you.
It's morning for me when I'm done working, actually. It's kind of funny. People ask me about that and how I approach my day and this crazy work cycle. And I was actually just telling Manny about this. So because we're a national show, first of all, I'm a night owl and I never would go to bed before midnight anyway. But also because we're a national show, we go on the air and it's 11 o'clock Pacific time zone. Hawaii and Alaska are still obviously on, you know, Tuesday night, as it were. And so in order to maintain that perspective where I'm speaking to people who are still awake on their Tuesday, I have worked really hard to not be pigeonholed as an East Coast host or with East Coast bias. I've worked hard on that for 20 years now. So yeah, I actually stay on a West Coast time, kind of a time schedule, if that makes sense.
Hmm. No, it makes sense. You have the guy used the word quirky. You just have
I'm Jim
your
Harbaugh.
Voice. Your voice is very soothing, and then in the next second, it can be just so wild and crazy. So the variety of change-ups that you do that's what keeps it fun.
Oh, good. I'm so glad.
I just wanted to say that the radio, I've been listening to sports radio for about 5 years since I've been delivering food for DoorDash.
Mm-hmm.
Remember me?
Yes, I do. Yes.
Yeah, but I listened to it for like 10 to 12 hours. And, whoa, you know, of course, I'm in San Diego, so we've got the 97, the fan. So we have all they're all kicking the pants, and I just have to say that they are just local, but they're goofy.
Yeah,
they're all goofy,
mm-hmm.
and so you just get a kick out of them as you follow them along, and then Sam comes on and does the Padre game, and he's very thorough with it, and everyone just loves him down here.
Good,
but then hops to once Sammy finishes his peel of the game, then I get to listen to the Odyssey station.
Mm-hmm.
So when there's not a Padre game, I get to listen to Bart Winkler. I get to listen to you come on. And mm-hmm. So since I've been listening to you more and more, I've been deciding to work later and later.
Oh, that's awesome. Well, I'm so glad to keep you company. And that's a great compliment.
Well, yeah, you're being blown up. I hope you can make it through the door.
Yeah, right. Trust me when I tell you that this business is extremely humbling. As I was saying, I walked in the door a few hours ago, well, a couple hours before the show, and discovered that there was a laptop missing, the one that I use. I've used every show for the last 2 years. Can't find it. Manny, Marco, and I, we went all over our floor. Can't find it anywhere. I have no idea how it disappeared. And I don't use my own computer, right? I use the one here in studio. So that took about a half hour of time that we'll never get back. And then having to move Marco, right? So I had to take over his desktop, which I felt bad about, and everything's on the other side. So usually I've got a computer on the left side, blah, blah, blah. Everything's on the right side, including my microphone, which isn't like a huge deal. It's just, it's been one issue after another for the last 6 weeks. And so, yeah, I was pretty flustered to start. And then, you know, go on the air and within 30 seconds, I say a word wrong and get, you know, I start making mistakes. So trust me when I say radio is humbling. It's the opposite of something that pumps up my ego anyway, because I'm constantly reminded that I am nowhere near perfect. That's it. It's a reminder every single night.
Oh, no, you're professional, and you, one time, let me just say this one thing. One time, you know when to put your foot down, and I really respected you when that incident happened.
Oh, I appreciate
that. I said, there's the Amy that needs to be on radio, because sometimes some of these people, they just need to be, well, you guys hang up on them, but, or red button, but, yeah,
red button.
I don't understand how you guys can deal with that kind of stuff. And then everybody has been pushed to the point where, and especially Sammy had two people on the same day who did that same thing that happened to you, and he just doesn't confront that well. And so I just really admire you, because you have a hard job.
Oh, I appreciate
and,
that. Thank you.
Yeah, and it's a variety show, but it's also somebody else's sad day or something, and they want to make your life miserable. Don't let it happen.
I will not do that, Emily. Okay. You know, I appreciate that so much. Thank you for your kind words. It's After Hours with Amy Lawrence. It's funny because people ask me about the interaction on social media. In fact, a lot of young women, even young guys who are going into the business, will ask me about social. And I will readily admit, the first time I ever stumbled into a chat room where I was getting ripped by a bunch of local fans, this is when I lived in Oklahoma, I cried my eyes out. I am not afraid or embarrassed to tell you that I cried. It was really hard to see. And the challenge is that there's nothing you can do about it. There's nothing you can do. It's not a fair fight for public figures on social media. And there are a lot of ways in which it feels like you're helpless. Once something gets out there or goes viral or people say something about you, whether it's true or untrue, there's not a whole lot that you can do. And so it's taken a lot of years. And maybe that's one of the reasons why I wasn't ready for this particular job until 12 years ago. I had to learn how to deal with the public backlash, and especially as a female in sports radio, it's vicious at times. Honestly, and I mean this with all sincerity, now it's all just one big kind of stream of conversation and vitriol. And even if there's, you know, a particularly mean-spirited post that I see on social media or a caller that gets to me, within a few hours, it's just kind of, it's just part of a flowing river. It just keeps going. I've pretty much heard it all now. And so I try to remind people that social media only represents a very small portion of your listening audience. It's honestly, it's fewer than 10% of people who listen will interact with you on social. And so you have to remember that it does not represent your entire audience. 855-212-4227. Beck is in Florida. Beck, welcome to After Hours with Amy Lawrence.
Hey, how's it going? Shout out to Manny and you and H-Town and all the night owls. Thanks,
boom,
as always.
Yeah.
If you don't mind, I got play callers to host with my demographics with no bias across all sports, if you don't mind. Start off with Gene Dekaroff, my school, FSU, and mm-hmm. Tampa Bay Buccaneers.
Yes.
That guy is great.
He's awesome.
I know he retired just like the other guy, John Sterling, my other person that I got my Yankees fix not being in New York, him and Susan Wall. But he eventually, I couldn't stand him.
Oh.
But
Well, let's not talk about people we don't like.
No, right. But I, Joe Zadacki, I don't know if you know who he is, a UM guy that's been here for a long time, never heard of him, but a staple down here and a family friend. If Miami does anything this year, I could probably get him on. If you want him on the show, I could probably get him on, but I don't think Miami's going to do anything this year, so.
Never say never.
Right. But with visual things and loving the radio, or things with the play-by-play, especially listening to the NHL and the NBA with the Heat and the Panthers the last couple years, just not this year, but the last couple years, you actually had a guy on this year, the great interview, Bill Lindsay. Those people from 560, which is down here and everything else.
In Miami.
And Jason Jackson, too, the Heat guy. That's a whole different ball game when you listen to that, especially hockey. Hockey on the radio is like, I mean, for them to know all those names and, like, to go back and forth, it's the craziest thing ever. But then, when you know who they're talking about after a couple games, it's like, oh, they're talking about that team, you know. So... That's the and of course Doc Emmerich, one of the greatest, but he was a TV guy.
He did radio as well for a while. Yeah, he got his start.
Oh, I'm sorry. Yeah. Okay. Cool. But yeah, dude, the Florida. I mean, I guess Florida. Do we have maybe the greatest, you know, play callers or whatever else? But speaking of that, the Astros. Speaking of our ex town, I don't even know who those guys are, but I've been listening to them the last couple of years. They're great
on the Astros Radio Network.
Yeah.
Okay. Their names are Robert Ford and Steve Sparks. Steve is a former pitcher himself, and the two of them are amazing. I've had them both on my show multiple times because the Astros have had great success the last 7 years or so, and they're both very professional, great animation, good storytellers, a wonderful team as well. Robert actually went to Syracuse, so we have that connection too.
Oh, really? And the bumper music is great, too. I don't know. I was like, man, they're coming back. They were great for the last couple of years because, again, the Astros have been there, the Heat's been there, the Panthers have been there, and I'm listening to all this on the radio, which is a different, you know, fix. Of course, the Yankees, too, but a different fix of things, and that's so much when you get that great, when those people are great, and they put it in that non-visual sense, and it puts you in that situation, it's awesome. It's just awesome.
I'm so glad.
Of course, what was that? I'm sorry?
I was saying I'm so glad that you enjoy it.
No, but I hope everybody enjoys it. But back to the host, I ended up going back with Dan Patrick when he started things, and then Dan Lebatard, you mentioned earlier, he started things. McAfee started things, and that's the visual thing. They went that whole medium went with this whole thing of the podcast or the visual with the radio, kind of where you can see things and then listen to, but they're not the play callers, but just the host, back to the host of seeing things visually without AM radio, because me and you, I think we were probably the same age or, you know, whatever. FM radio was what we listened to. AM radio was for our grandfathers, you know, and then here we are later in life and, you know, learning sports and everything else with that. But here I am with you guys with CBS / Infinity and all the brains you guys have there.
All you guys
are awesome. And then, of course, McLovin was a start with Dan Patrick, and I still haven't listened to him yet or whatever else. But you guys, I can't single out anybody. But you guys are going to, everybody on your network is going to blow up and be the best in the world.
Oh, thank you. I appreciate that validation. I'm so glad we can keep you company, Beck. Thank you for your phone call from Florida, listening on AM 560, The Fan, or AM 560 WQAM, which actually is a great signal. I've done shows from Miami going back to Super Bowl 2020, but even before that, always very accommodating. And I'm glad that we have some real active listeners in the Miami area. It's After Hours with Amy Lawrence. Many of you are pointing to, just as a side note, it kind of popped to my brain again. Did he say now that we're later in life? I wonder if he was referring to me. Now that we're later in life.
Maybe he's just referring to everybody because if technically speaking, we're all later
in life. We're not kids anymore. We're later in life.
No, unfortunately, we are not children.
This
anymore.
On the heels of one listener on Facebook who said, I worry that any day now you're going to hang him up. And then before I got married, people would ask me about retirement. How old do you think I am exactly? Don't answer that question. But many of you are pointing to radio shows or hosts that you listened to when you were kids, which is awesome. A lot of you are telling us about the local shows that you listen to on your local affiliate. So, for instance, I keep hearing from people in the Boston area on WEEI or Detroit, The Ticket out of Detroit, AM 670 The Score in Chicago. And it's awesome to know how many of you are connected and have a show or shows that you love that you listen to in your own cities and in your own towns. So that's awesome. Let's see. I think this is Jacksonville, 1010 XL. Isn't that Jacksonville? Dale says, favorite host is you, Amy Lawrence. Listen to you on my way to work. Too bad you're not on two on my way home. Could you imagine? I'm on the air when he goes to work, and then I'm still on the air when he goes home from work. As much as I wish I was superwoman and superhuman, that's too much. Also, no one wants to listen to me for more than 8 hours. Ron says, growing up in the Akron, Ohio area, nothing beat an Indians or Browns game on the radio. David says, I listen to KTRH 740 by day for news talk and local interest. Listen to the Astros at night there. When I was a kid, my dad had a multi-band radio that I listened to for hours. So good, so good. One more, Gary on Facebook. Growing up in Santa Monica, I listened to Vin Scully and Chuck Hearn. Actually, it was Chick Hearn, wasn't it? Yeah, I wonder if that was an autocorrect. I read it that way, but it didn't sound right. Like listening to you at night, in the morning, driving to work and at the office. It's Dan Patrick and the Danettes.
You're reading it as Chick Hearn reminds me of, or as Chuck Hearn reminds me of the Anchorman drop that we have, who put the question mark at the end.
Well, as I read it, right, it didn't sound the correct coming out of my mouth, but also I don't want to assume that he got it wrong. Probably it was an autocorrect, bitten by autocorrect. All right, you've got 20 minutes left to send your questions for Ask Amy Anything. Manny may be running out of room on his sheet of loose leaf paper, but maybe he can squeeze some of yours in. So at A Law Radio, at Amy After Hours, and then also on our Facebook page. Thank you guys. You're really lifting me up. It's a good reminder of why we love radio on this National Radio Day, extended into Wednesday. It's After Hours with Amy Lawrence.
You are listening to the After Hours podcast.
I would say the camp is much harder this year, and maybe the hardest in the last 7 or 8 of my career. I knew that. I had a little insight coming into camp that that's what Robert wanted to do. So I think it's been good for us.
Aaron Rodgers, dinosaur, old dude, grizzled veteran, says that the New York Jets camp is the hardest that he's been through in years. This one is the hardest that he's been through in years. It's After Hours with Amy Lawrence. Now, he's never one to shy away from sharing his opinions, of course. And, you know, it's a big deal every training camp or preseason now that teams have joint practices. Rodgers would put the kibosh on those.
With Carolina, it wasn't like they did a whole lot. You know, so how much work did we actually get out of that? You know, I think it's good for going against somebody else, but is it actually, you know, making you better than practicing at your own team? I think it's debatable.
Yeah, the truth is that most teams, most coaches, they will keep the schemes, they'll keep the plays really vanilla, right? Because they don't want to give away too much. And obviously these tapes exist of the practices. They're all recorded, and not just recorded by the opponent, but recorded by the actual team so they can go back and watch what's happening. So you don't want to put too much on tape for your opponents to have material to be able to find tendencies or see what new plays or formations or even the language. If the audio is clear on the recording, you could actually pick up the language of your opponents. These are all ways that teams try to get an edge and teams try to get ahead. And so for that reason, joint practices are very vanilla. And he's wondering about the value of them. I just worry because the tensions run high. It's hot. It's freaking humid in many places. Guys are cranky. I would be cranky. Someone's pushing on me. Get off me. And then these skirmishes and these scrumbles break out and guys can get hurt that way. The grind of camp, it can feel like it stretches on forever. Think two-a-days. If you ever played a college sport, oh my gosh. And then when our basketball team would get back to campus following Christmas, so usually we would have, I don't know, a couple days at Christmas and then we'd have to get back to campus, especially if we were playing in a Christmas tournament. If we weren't and we got back to campus when the rest of the students were still home with their families, our coaches would put us through three-a-days. It's because they knew that we were eating lots of food at Christmas time and also in indulging and imbibing in desserts. And so they would make us go through three-a-days. One practice would be specifically just for running and conditioning. We all hated those practices. We loved Christmas, but we dreaded when it was over because we knew what was coming. So yeah, they can stretch on and be a grind. But Rogers says actually he's finding joy because, you know, he's all about joy and love. He's finding joy in training camp this year.
I think some of the older guys enjoy the, to steal a coaching word, the callous part of training camp where you're kind of grinding. And some people believe that although it puts more, you know, strain on you in training camp, that actually gets you more ready to play when the season starts.
You know, it's funny to hear him say that. I think about when you are an older player. So he's referring to veterans appreciating the grind. What I appreciate about older dudes in sports, and I know we're talking about late 30s, mid 30s, late 30s, early 40s. The thing is, you're in touch with your own sports mortality, and you know this isn't going to last forever. And I wonder how much more joy and how much more appreciation he has for the grind after what happened last season. Four snaps in, he's on the shelf. And understanding that as much as he wanted to get back to football, this is not going to last forever. And one more injury like that could be the end of his career. And that's really the case with a lot of veterans. Do they love the sprints or the grind? Well, hell no. But what they appreciate is the fact that this is the sport they love and they get to do this for a living. And who knows how much longer they'll have the opportunity to do it.
All right, talking about.
I can't. You put yourself right out there in the middle of everything.
I'm offended.
I mean, I wish I believed that was true. I know that you enjoy the back and forth as much as Draymond Green does. All right, let's talk to Christian, who's in Dallas. Christian, welcome to After Hours with Amy Lawrence.
Hey, how you doing?
I'm good, thank you.
So this is my first time calling on the radio. I've been listening for like maybe a year
nice.
Or so. But I want to say, like, I think I have a more of appreciation of like FM radio or just sports talk show, radio hosts like you. And then, like, 105.3 The Fan here in Dallas.
Yes.
When I first started truck driving here locally in Dallas, Fort Worth, I would work the odd hours from 2 a.m. to, you know, midday at 3. And so I'd listen your segment, the morning segment, midday, and even possibly the afternoon. And
whoa.
To be honest, it keeps me awake, keeps me, you know, informed as well as around the sports world. And then, I don't know, kind of just engage as a listener, you know. Mm-hmm. It's like I'm there, but I'm not really there. But I don't know. I enjoy listening to the local radio, 105.3 The Fan. The only thing I hate about it is that it's all Rangers talk, but I'm an Astros fan.
Wait, did you get any love at all with our local Dallas affiliate or the Astros just to,
no,
they're outcasts?
I don't think so. They absolutely hate us, I think. they call Houston the armpit and all that, and I'm just like,
whoa,
you know,
that's wrong.
Like, you know, but it's so enjoyable. I mean, it's
yes.
like it's not like I hate it, but it's pretty, they're all funny. You're funny. Everybody's pretty funny that I listen to throughout the day. You know, I don't know what else. It's my first time calling, but, you know, I appreciate
awesome.
You for taking the call.
Well, we're glad to keep you company. We have a special term for people who are as faithful as you are, Christian. And mm-hmm. it sounds like you listen for long periods of time. We call you we call you P1s. In other words, you
yeah.
are number one, top of the world, because, and I don't mean this as an insult. I mean, even if
yeah.
we screw up, we have a bad day, you feel like we weren't on our game, or you know, you don't actually like what we're talking about in some cases, you still listen because because it's more about the company and the connection than it is about the topics or the fact that we maybe had a bad day. So P1s are the most faithful. We appreciate P1s.
And also it kind of helps, you know, knowing that I'm like a younger generation. I'm like 24 years old. You know, usually most other people just plug in their Bluetooth and just go about it. But, you know, there's some days I want to go music, and then there's some days where I have to listen to sports.
I'm glad to hear it. And I appreciate you, too. Thanks for getting brave and calling for the first time. Awesome. That's always neat. And the fact that he listens, I mean, going back a year now, helps him get through his work schedule. That's a tough work schedule. I know a lot of us share that. I am a night owl, but overnights are tough, even for this night owl. So to know how many of you are out there working odd shifts or different day parts, that encourages me too. So connection, radio is all about connection, and it's unique in the way that we can connect through a little box or a phone or a device, something along those lines. 855-212-4227. Now, coming up next, Ask Amy Anything. Manny's got his list of questions. He will absolutely be taking a few stragglers, right, Manny? So if you want to hurry up, at Amy After Hours or our Facebook page, and that's coming up following the update. Here's our latest sports update. Oh, that was awkward, but we have to say it. And here's Marco Belletti.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
Recovery from addiction can take many forms, and quite often it's a team effort. For those in recovery, having support often leads to a better outcome. And for those supporting people in recovery, they celebrate every milestone. Here's to family, friends, loved ones, healthcare providers, and community groups who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. If you or someone you know is experiencing addiction, visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose to learn more about the various treatment options available.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their six pools on three different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy daybeds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
You are listening to the After Hours Podcast.
This is After Hours with Amy Lawrence. Time to ask Amy anything. Sort of.
Hit me with your best shot.
Getting so many many calls and Facebook posts and tweets about why you love radio and some favorite hosts or stations that you listen to when you're not listening to After Hours. Thank you. It actually really encourages me. What do they say about radio dying? I've been hearing that for 20 years. So at A-Law Radio or on our Facebook page, we'll love to hear from you. We'll get back to your calls as well. But this is in honor of National Radio Day this week. And it's also the Hump Show, and Manny is back. He loves Ask Amy Anything because he gets to work on his cursive. He's written everything out. So I'm going to turn it over to him and see what kind of questions we can answer.
Well, Amy, in honor of National Radio Day, what is your earliest radio memory?
Oh, that's a good question. Well, I mentioned this to start the show, but I used to hide with my Walkman underneath the covers when I was supposed to be in bed. And honestly, some of my earliest sports radio memories are listening to Westwood One Monday Night Football broadcast.
Oh.
And so as a 13-year-old, I fell in love with the excitement of the NFL. I had no idea what I was watching. I just remember seeing a game between the Patriots and Broncos when John Elway was the quarterback, and my stepfather used to watch the NFL. I had no idea. I just knew that it was really exciting when the Broncos pulled off this fourth quarter comeback. And so I decided from then and there I was going to be a Broncos fan. And yeah, I was supposed to be in bed when Monday Night Football was on. And so, yeah, so I was sneaking Monday Night Football on the radio, and it was Westwood One. But please don't ask me to tell you who the announcers were, because that I couldn't do. But that was one of my earliest memories of sports radio.
Speaking of early memories, Dr. Seuss or Roald Dahl?
Who?
Roald Dahl.
I don't know who that is.
He wrote
Dr. Seuss, though. I used to read a lot of Dr. Seuss when I was a kid.
Not familiar with Roald Dahl's work?
I don't even know how to spell that. Is it like Roald Dahl? Like
the guy who wrote Charlie and the Chocolate Factory?
Huh. I read the book.
James and the Giant Peach?
Okay, so I didn't know who the author was.
How do you spell
Roald Dahl?
R-O-A-L-D. That's his first name.
Okay.
D-A-H-L.
Honestly, you could have asked me 100 times, and I wouldn't have had any idea who that was. I know those books, of course, but no, Dr. Seuss, I would say, is more popular based on his name in addition to his writing style.
Matilda the BFG also works by Roald Dahl.
Roald Dahl.
E-books or physical copies?
Well, I do have a Kindle, but I prefer to hold the book. I still use the library in my town. I have three library books out right now. I love. Oh, no, they give you a couple of months if they're not new books. Oh. And so I'm reading a book called Greyhound, which actually was turned into a movie starring Tom Hanks. I think it came out in 2020, but I just saw the movie recently with my family and loved it. So now I want to read the book.
I haven't stepped in a library since college. Mm. Fiction or nonfiction?
Fiction, a lot of murder mysteries and Victorian literature, Jane Austen period stuff. But I also love military history, and so those a lot of times are nonfiction.
Three things you would like to bring back from the 90s.
Not big hair, although I'm not sure I ever got rid of mine. Let's see, not leg warmers either. Scrunchies. My nieces wear scrunchies. So those were huge in the 90s, and I still have many of them. So I actually give them to them as gifts, which is kind of funny. They love scrunchies. Let's see, scrunchies. The ability I had to eat anything, anytime, anywhere without worrying about what it would do to my physical health. So that's another one. And shoot, what else? What else did I bring back from the 90s? Well, I like the movies better in the 90s. I feel like everything that you watch now is either a reboot or a remake or a knockoff of movies in the 90s. So I think I would go back to the TV shows, Friends, Seinfeld. Yeah. That's the last time I watched comedy on TV, because once those were done, 90210. I mean, these are all TV shows and sources of entertainment that I don't find these days nearly as good.
What's your favorite 90s film then?
My favorite 90s flick. That's a good question. Let me think about it. I'm gonna regurgitate memories while you continue, and I will come back to you.
All right,
let me
write this down so we don't forget.
No, don't forget it.
All right. Name something that is overrated.
Being right all the time.
Ooh, really? You don't want to be right all the time?
I just don't think it's possible. Mm. And I think people put too much stock in being right all the time to the point where they can't ever admit they're wrong or apologize when they are, especially when it comes to social media, where I know apologies are not huge. But yeah, I do think there's so much that is valuable in asking for forgiveness and saying you're sorry, but also admitting that you can be wrong. I mean, talk about a relationship that's strengthened when you realize that you can learn from other people and you're not right all the time.
Friend of the show, Matthew Keys on Twitter.
Yes.
He asked, apple juice or orange juice?
Orange juice. I don't actually like apple juice. I don't know why, but I don't like it.
Phone calls or texts?
I'm a talker, Manny. I mean, does the answer surprise you when I say as much as I do text to keep in touch with people, absolutely would rather talk on the phone.
Well, you kind of touched upon this not too long ago. Comedies or adventure films?
Yeah, I don't really watch comedies much anymore. The more recent humors, it doesn't appeal to me. So I appreciate dramas. And I have remembered my favorite movie now.
Yes.
I'm pretty sure Kevin Costner's Robin Hood came out in the 90s. If it did, and I think I'm right, there are a lot of good movies in the 90s, but that would be, I think, my favorite.
1991.
Also, Julia Roberts was huge in the 90s, too, right? So
I was born in 97. I couldn't tell you.
Yeah, so I'm going with, I mean, there were some good Mel Gibson movies in the 90s, like Braveheart, sure. I think, came out in the 90s, too. Seriously, I could go on and on about the great movies in the 90s, but for sure, I would say my favorite is Robin Hood, Prince of Thieves.
Not that you asked, but my favorite movie of all time is The Green Mile, another 90s movie.
See what I'm saying? Bring back the movies of the 90s.
Jay Rhymes on X, he wants to know, let's throw some sports into this. Who is less likely to make the playoffs? Would it be the Rams, the Browns, or the Colts?
Actually, I'm pretty high on the Colts after the way they finished last year and getting Anthony Richardson back.
So is Ryan Hickey, I believe.
Oh, good to know. Let's see. The Rams. Well, see, this is a tough one because I don't know if Deshaun Watson can stay healthy all season, then I would say the Cleveland Browns have a good chance of making the playoffs. I like their team. So I'll go with the Rams. I believe in what Matthew Stafford can bring to the table. I love their young weapons, Puka Nacua, Kyron Williams, obviously Cooper Kupp. The issue is their defense is going to look a lot different without Aaron Donald. So I'll go Rams.
Rams. All righty. Amusement park or water park?
Amusement park. Who wants to be in that water that's warm, number one? Number two is like filled with nasty germs, but yeah. Also love roller coasters.
I can't do that. I'm a baby. I digress. Camping or hotel stay?
Camping.
Road trip or plane trip?
Road trip.
Castle or skyscraper?
Castle.
Ooh.
It's got more personality than a skyscraper.
Zoo or the aquarium?
Oh, gosh, that's tough. I love both so much.
Uh-oh.
Because I'm an animal freak. I'll say the Boston Aquarium because it's on the water. And I was just there a couple weeks ago and loved it and wanted to go back. So, Boston Aquarium.
Ripley's Aquarium for me in Toronto is awesome.
The aquarium in Atlanta is amazing as well. But the zoo in San Diego, phenomenal.
I've heard.
We were talking about the Padres earlier.
Hot air balloon ride or a submarine ride?
No, thank you. No submarines for me. I love water, but I have zero desire to be trapped inside a metal tube that is underneath the water. So I'll go hot air balloon ride.
Safari or polar expedition?
Well, I've done a safari, and it was phenomenal. It was absolutely one of the most incredible experiences of my life. That was Kruger National Park. It actually spans the border of South Africa and Mozambique, which is over on the Indian Ocean. So love safari. I would love to do a polar expedition, but only if I could see Santa Claus at the North Pole.
Pirate ship or a spaceship?
Spaceship.
Pop or rock?
I'm not really a rock fan. I mean, I do have some appreciation for rock greats and rock legends, but I'll go pop.
Math puzzles or word searches?
Math puzzles.
Yeah, like Sudoku.
No, I got you. I'm a Wordle person. Did you know I just, for the third time in my Wordle career, hit it on the very first guess?
Oh, look at you.
Three. I've guessed the word on the first try, three times.
Who's going to win the Super Bowl this year? I'm trying to hit some futures right now.
Yeah, right.
History museum or art gallery?
Oh, I'm a history girl. I'm a history buff. Love history.
Time travel to the past or to the future?
Well, it depends on when. If I could go back to some of the previous generations and eras that I'd like to see in person, well, it would be the past. I don't need to know the future. It's kind of scary. I don't think we can handle the future. I think we'd be overwhelmed.
And what was your favorite play, your favorite game to play outdoors as a child?
Kickball, dodgeball, kickball. But also, I started playing softball when I was a third grader. I still have the picture of me in my high red stirrups and my hat that was too large and my hair that was sticking out in all different directions. Mom, why did you let me go in the field like that? But it didn't matter. I was so happy. The grin on my face, my bright red jersey and my stirrup socks. I was so proud of that uniform. Thank you for your questions. I'll go back and answer as many as I can over the next 24 hours. But it's always good to know that you want to ask Amy anything on After Hours with Amy Lawrence.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
In life, some days are good and some could be better. The same is true for recovery. Both take work, both take adjustments. Finding your path is a key part of your journey, and then it's all about walking it every day. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Be open to every part of the journey and welcome it. It's unique and it's all part of you. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
There's sports betting, and then there's Circa Las Vegas, an adults-only sports watching nirvana. Now you can watch up to 19 games at the world's largest sports book on a 78-million-pixel, three-story mega screen. Plus, it's always spectator season at America's largest pool amphitheater, Stadium Swim. Stadium Swim is open 365 days a year and features all sports on an epic 143-foot screen. Book your reservation at CircaLasVegas.com. Circa Las Vegas, this is sports the way it should be.
Sometimes in football, you need just a little more for that first down. You need to be pushing the pile. And on our new podcast, we'll give you that extra effort.
I'm Mike Renner, a longtime NFL analyst who helped develop player evaluation systems that every NFL team uses to this day.
And I'm Kyle Long, former all-pro offensive lineman in the NFL who knows a thing or two about getting people moving.
You'll get expertise from inside the trenches and behind the tape for 4 episodes every week. So make sure you download and subscribe to the Pushing the Pile podcast on the Odyssey app.